97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Wisconsin Rapids again joined the nationwide protests over the weekend. Thousands demonstrated in cities across the country on both Friday and Saturday for a national shutdown strike and to protest expanded ICE operations in cities like Minneapolis. On Saturday, citizens in Milan protested U.S. ICE agents assisting the security at the Winter Olympics in Italy, reports NPR. U.S. agents usually participate in international events like the Olympics. However, Milan's mayor and other Italian politicians are saying ICE agents are no longer welcome after the violence in Minneapolis. In Wisconsin Rapids, more than 80 people stood along the East Riverview Expressway, utilizing their First Amendment rights to free speech and to peaceful assembly. Kate West is one of the organizers for the Rapids protest group.
We are having a vigil in memory of Renee Good and Alex Preddy, and then also for the 32 people who were killed while in ICE detainment in 2025, and we know of at least six others that were killed in 2026 so far.
Wisconsin Rapids resident Kay Jackson shared her experience visiting the Alex Preddy Memorial. Jackson said, quote, "The mood was somber around the place where Alex's body had lain just 2 days earlier, but candles, flowers, pictures drawn by children, and a brass band playing Lean on Me reminded us that there is joy, beauty, and bravery in the world," end quote. Chris Dauenauer reminded those in attendance to treat passerbys with kindness.
Thank you for coming out today. Remember our rules, do not engage with counter-protesters and only nice responses, and if you want to sing to them or say have a nice day.
Members of a Midwest burglary gang are charged in Ozaukee County. Four men, three of them Colombian nationals, were taken into custody last Wednesday after investigators found $570,000 in cash and stolen jewelry in a Town of Grafton home. Also found was a hit list of over 30 addresses linked to burglaries across Wisconsin from as far back as 2023. The group is believed to have targeted business owners of Asian descent throughout Wisconsin and the Midwest. The arrests came after deputies spotted a vehicle involved in a Tuesday night burglary in Beaver Dam at a Grafton residence. The four suspects are each being held at the Ozaukee County Jail on $1 million cash bond. All are due back in court on March 2nd. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a Wisconsin Food Waste Evaluation Report. It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030, compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. There's a DNR webinar on February 3rd at 1 p.m. to present an overview of the food waste study. You can find more information and register on the DNR website. 211 Day is February 11th in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher issued the proclamation to recognize the role of the free and confidential 211 number people can call to get information on local resources. 211 is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Individuals and families can get help with housing, food, healthcare, mental health services, utility support, and disaster recovery. The service is an easy way to discover what resources are available from multiple agencies in the area with just one call. United Way is in the final stretch of their campaign to raise funds that stay in the community to support those in need. They provide children with enriching before and after and summer school programs, respite for caregivers, access to appropriate clothing for work interviews. They help local families keep food on the table, ensure community members have affordable access to mental and physical health spaces, and promote childhood literacy, among other initiatives. You can visit uwswac.org to find out more about the work United Way does in the community. McMillan Memorial Library has family fun this week, Tuesday, in the all-purpose room. From 6 to 7 p.m. on February 3rd, families can make paper airplanes and other things that fly while getting creative with paper. All materials are provided for free, and this is open for families of all ages. There's no Heroes Cafe in February. The next Heroes Cafe will be Wednesday, March 11th at Crossview Church. American Legion Post 9 will have their monthly meeting on February 11th at 7 p.m., and the Rudolph American Legion will hold their monthly meeting on February 12th, also at 7 p.m. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we'll be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 22 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.